Delighted with the vote I got out, and I would like to thank each and every one that put their name on the ballot paper for me. A huge vote, and as I said, Donalyn, back in 2020, we got 2.7 of a quota, and people were asking and encouraging us to run the third candidate, and it was always on the cards. And we ran it damn close. We did run it very damn close.
You were one of the last candidates to be nominated. You're barely there 3.5 weeks. I mean, to put that together in 3.5 weeks, I have to ask the question, were you preparing for a potential run before that, or did you start when your name was announced?
When my name was announced, I started. And as I said, I spoke about this before. We felt, you know, the first week of canvassing, it was a bit flat, and it was probably a bit flat for everybody. But we felt we were getting the message out within the last 10 days, running into election day. We were getting people engaging with us, and they wanted that change out there that we were offering to them. And I felt, if we'd had another week at least, you know, it would have been worth a lot more votes to us. But look, I'd have to be happy with the first preference votes I got and the end result here. And I suppose the most important thing is to get our two candidates over the line. But we realised end of the campaign that it was a three candidate strategy, and we were there. We know the votes are there in Donegal. Donegal has always been good to Sinn Féin anyway. But just probably with the amount of votes we did get now, you know, it equals three seats anyway.
I have to ask the question, and it relates to that. Piers Doherty numerically got the highest number of votes of any candidate in the country. He got higher than the Healy race, higher than Michael Healy race. Simon Harris got a higher percentage vote, but the numerical total, Piers Doherty, highest in the country. It begs the question, given that you and Piers Doherty aren't a million miles apart geographically, had you managed the vote better, could you have got three seats?
Of course we could. Of course, we all know Piers is a formidable candidate, formidable politician, and we believe that we could run that man anywhere and get him elected. You know, people ask me, well, why did he get so many votes in my area, and why did he get so many votes? Look, we went out with a clear message saying to people, but, you know, it's very hard to make them to do that shift. You know, they believe that Piers Doherty has a voice that is going to create change for everybody, but we were trying to say that I need the number one in my area. And look, that's the way it is. It's going to be hard to manage that. But I think if we managed it in a different way, there's three seats there for Sinn Féin. We've proven 2020, we've probably maybe dropped 1,000 votes on that. But, you know, very, very close. There's certainly three seats there, and it'd be something that we'll be looking for in the next election, you know.
Nationally, the perception and portrayal of Sinn Féin has been like a wave. It's been up, it's been down, it's been up, it's been down. 18 months ago, Mary MacDonald was being spoken about the next as the next Taoiseach. 18 days ago, Mary MacDonald was being spoken about as a broken flush, and Sinn Féin were going to lose seats hand over fist in Dáil Éireann. 11% in the poll, Sinn Féin didn't stand a chance. I mean, Sinn Féin's found something over the past couple of weeks over this campaign, looking like it's going to be in around about the 40 seats now going back in. Mary MacDonald said this morning that Sinn Féin have now firmly established themselves as a potent and permanent force in Irish politics. You would concur with that, and you want to be part of that?
Of course, and it's proven here. You can see it in Donegal. The vote that we got in 2020, we've stabilised that vote, and it's shown there in ballot papers throughout this county centre all weekend that, you know, that we just needed that probably nationwide. We needed that bit more momentum, and we probably just didn't reach the heights of 2020, but we were very, very, very close, very close. And as I say, we've put ourselves on that platform now that we will be contesting as a mass party, rather than, you know, it would have been a disaster if we'd have lost a lot of seats, but that didn't happen. And we're still there, and we're confident. All I can say, in the Donegal perspective, we're confident that we'll take three seats the next time.
You're due at a budget workshop meeting tomorrow. It's taking place in Lifford. You're due in Lifford on Wednesday for the budget meeting itself. I mean, you've got to hit the ground running again tomorrow morning as a councillor. Does this give you renewed vigour as a councillor? Does this give you a new impetus as a councillor, knowing that you've put in the performance you put in this election?
Well, you have to be happy with your performance, but I know the bread and butter tomorrow. I'm back as a councillor. I'm back as a councillor, and people know what they get from me as a councillor anyway, because I work hard for my constituents. And if you look at the ballot boxes, or when you've seen the boxes being emptied yesterday, particularly in South Donegal, them people that continue from 2014 up to this day, they're still supporting me. So we're doing something right. But nationally, Sinn Féin is doing something right.